You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And it's another edition of Are You Aware? We are pumped.
Yeah, we are. It's good to be here. Thanks for joining us on a lovely Thursday.
A lovely Thursday.
Yeah.
The clouds parted, the sun shone. And
I know. It's like summer out there.
I know. Well, it feels like summer in here.
Yeah, it does.
We cannot wait to move to our new premises. Hopefully, we'll have air conditioning in those premises when we move. Unfortunately, we might not be able to move into the new sub-building till May, but we will keep the tunes going loud and clear up until that point and throughout that point.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
So do we want to tell people what the hell we're doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're never tuned in on a Thursday night and listen to Are You Aware, we play music and musicians that have a message and are using their skills to highlight social justice issues around the world and charities that do good.
Positive action over apathy.
Yeah.
That's what we're focusing on. And it's in a effort to inspire you, the listener, through music to get involved either with what your favorite band is up to or something that really just moves you globally, locally, or internationally. Oh, nationally. There we go. Globally and internationally are the same thing.
Yeah, you know. Whatever.
Doesn't it's Thursday.
It's not a big deal
to
repeat
that. I'm officially on holiday, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, international.
Tulum. I know.
International traveler.
I know. I was in Tulum in 2004. That shows how old I am. And it was this tiny little beachside town that no one really knew about. So I'm a bit scared to go back because it's gotten very popular. Yeah. And all they played down there the whole time was Bob Marley.
Hey, I can get with that.
I can get with that completely.
I kind of like a little diversity.
Yeah, a little bit of Mexican reggae. Let's find out what Mexican reggae is, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
I'll bring some back.
We have a visitor in the studio tonight that's just hanging out with us, too. Do you want to say hi?
Hi, my name is Evan. Just interested in this music, this radio station. I think it's really cool. I think it's a great opportunity to be giving students. I mean, you go to school, and basically the reason why I want to go to school is not only to learn, but for the extracurricular activities. Things you can find out. There's so much more to education than just a textbook. So I think that's why I'm here. You know, also I love music, so
yeah,
why not? We'll check it out.
Well, it's good to have you with us and
he has a good radio voice too.
Yeah, he does.
It sounds pretty good.
You sound like a natural. More people will probably tune in with you whispering into that microphone.
Hopefully, that'd be awesome.
Well, you're starting in September, so you'll have to lock in to do some training here at CITR. Get on a show.
Yeah, I think that'd actually be really interesting. You know, I'm going to be finishing school in about a month over at Langara, and then after that, I'll have a lot more time to be doing things like this, and I think that'd be really cool. You know, come in and figure things out because, you know, since being here, you know, I definitely think this is something I'd want to do. You know, after school, a couple of classes, just come here, do a bit of talking, then go do some homework or, you know, skip that and just keep talking all night long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that brings up a good point, too. CITR is, in a way, volunteer and student driven. Mm-hmm. Most of the programmers are either students at UBC or people from the community, such as Fleur and myself. So.
Absolutely. And we don't get paid. We volunteer for this because we just love geeking out to music and chatting.
Yeah.
No, who doesn't?
Right?
Chewing the fat. So who'd we start off with?
We started off with Lady. I discovered this band last year, and I fell in love with them, and I can't stop playing them. That was Hold On from their latest album, or the album they released last year. Her name is Nicole Monique Ray, and her band obviously is called Lady as well. It's the latest from Truth and Soul Records. At 17, Nicole was the first artist to sign to Missy Elliott's Goldmine Records, which is pretty damn cool. Some would say she's a progeny. And in 1998, her debut single, Make It Hot, would go on to reach certified gold status. And she played at the Vancouver Jazz Festival last year, and I stupidly missed it.
Darn. Missing out on a huge opportunity there.
I know. She would be fantastic in live, and I hope she comes back to Vancouver shortly.
I'm sure she will.
Coming up,
we've got a Canadian folk rock band, whose members are Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland. They're called Whitehorse. So they were both established and very successful singer-songwriters in their own right before they married in 2006 and then formed Whitehorse. So they, in 2011, put their solo careers on hold to work together as a band, and since then have released two albums and an EP on Six Shooter Records. In July 2013, their second album, The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss, was actually shortlisted for the prestigious 2013 Polaris Music Prize.
And we're actually playing one of their songs from their third full-length album, Leave No Bridge Unburned, which was released last month. Yeah, we're still in March, last month.
Yeah.
Melissa actually co-founded the Ladybird Animal Sanctuary, which is an organization dedicated to helping abandoned, abused, and neglected animals in the community. Currently on tour, just having played South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and I've heard that there's a pretty decent Canadian contingent down there, which is fantastic. And I heard that the mayor, Toronto mayor, was down there as well, which is pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, they're playing on April 9th at the Commodore, so go get your tickets. Whitehorse.
Yeah, so go buy some tickets for when they're in town. And without further ado, here's Whitehorse with Sweet Disaster on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Came and told 65. You were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond, it fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They were with my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind them chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good, just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, World of War, freedom, baby, and death, I can't get it, baby. God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
It would all make sense. or shut my eyes. Could lose myself in teenage lies. If I fell in love a thousand times, would it all make sense? 'Cause I'm feeling pretty small. Sometimes feel like I'm slipping down walls, and everything I ever get home seems to break. Tell you just how much. No, maybe I'll just get drunk and it will all make sense. Or if I won't so nice, convince my friends that you right. I could promise you my heart don't cry. But would it all make sense? 'Cause I've been feeling pretty small. Sometimes feel like I'm slipping down.
You're listening to the dulcet tones of CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I can't even say that with a straight face. That was Tom Odell. What is wrong with me tonight?
You're on vacation.
I am.
That's what's wrong with you.
I am on vacation. I have the vacation.
Already checked out, I think. You've got that look in your eye.
I have.
That mischievous look in your
sunsets
eye.
Sunsets and tequila, baby. That was Tom Odell from England. He is a, 1990, that would make him 25 years old, English singer-songwriter. He released his debut extended play Songs from Another Love in 2012 and then went on to win the Brits Critic Choice Award in 2013. His debut studio album, which is what we heard with the song Sense, actually was released in 2013, June. He began writing his own songs at the age of 13, but told no one because he thought it was uncool, which is, I'd be like, yeah, I'm writing songs, what about it?
Yeah, I'd be pretty, I'd be bragging about it.
Yeah, I can't sing a note or write anything, so I'd be bragging about it. 2014, he backed Attitude Is Everything, which is a UK charity campaigning to make music venues accessible to deaf and disabled fans.
Yeah, good initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, we had Joan Baez with a cover of a great song by one of my faves, The Band. The Band. Yeah.
The only band.
The only one. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. So that was a great track. Most people, I'm assuming, know Joan Baez. She was supposed to play Vancouver Folk Music Festival, actually, last year, but ended up coming down with laryngitis or something like that.
So selfish.
Yeah, so I missed out on that. But a legendary American folk singer, songwriter, musician, and activist whose contemporary folk music often includes songs of protest and social justice. She's performed publicly for over 55 years, so quite a long career. Has over 30 albums and performs in a number of different languages. So she's fluent in Spanish and English.
She's kind of an overachiever. Like, come on, take a break.
Yeah, I would say she's an overachiever, singing in multiple languages. You know,
yeah.
Good for her.
Stop showing off.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's perfect for our show because she is. You know, she's been around for so many years and has constantly promoted social justice in her songs and in her private life and public life as well. She performed three of the songs of her songs at the 1969 Woodstock Festival and helped to bring the songs of Bob Dylan to national prominence, which is pretty cool. And that you see so many photos of them performing together. I think they've been lifelong friends. She's obviously displayed a lifelong commitment to social activism, nonviolence. She was highly visible in the civil rights marches and actually became quite a good friend of Martin Luther King as well, Jr. She became more vocal about her disagreement with the Vietnam War, and she publicly endorsed resisting taxes by withholding 60% of her 1963 income tax, which is obviously a way to try and sway the government to get out of that war. And in 1964, she founded the Institute of the Study of Nonviolence, and she encouraged draft resistance at her concerts. She was actually also instrumental in founding the USA section of Amnesty International, probably the biggest human rights organization, global human rights organization. And in the 70s, that was in the 70s, and has remained an active supporter. And in 2011, was actually honored by Amnesty International at its 50th anniversary annual general meeting in San Francisco.
Wow.
Pretty cool stuff.
She's a woman worth celebrating for sure.
Absolutely. And remember I was telling you about that book that I got for Christmas, the 1001 albums before you die? She was in there. And that inspired me to put her on the show.
Ah, that's an excellent book.
It is. It's a really good book.
Yeah. I'm kind of jealous. I think
you might
need to borrow it for an extended time.
If we've talked about you borrowing things for an extended period of time. I might put a time limit on that. But if you play your cards right, you might get it.
All right. Well, we're going to switch it up here. The track we were going to play, we're having some technical difficulties lining it up. So we're going to play Love Life with Dying to Star again. Love Life formed in 2012, and after releasing an EP, El Regreso, for free on their website, they signed with National Anthem Records. They've toured throughout the U.S. and released another EP, Fourth Floor, at the end of the year. One in 2014, too. Is that what I'm reading there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you're not reading any of this. This comes out of our head, right?
Well, you
We're
know,
that
you,
good.
This is one of your songs, so I don't have a background 411 on it.
I have to say, I do like that they actually gave this for free on the website. I mean, they sort of counteract the whole downloading illegally by just giving it for free, which is... I'm not endorsing that you should be giving away music for free, because these artists work hard and they need to obviously survive. But yeah, just to get your music out there.
I would personally rather give something for free than be stolen from and robbed, right? So
100%.
That's one way to look at it, I
Absolutely.
Guess. Yeah. So here's Love Life with Dying to Start Again on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
And when will it end? I've lived through the world. Yeah. When you're the only thing I think about, it's all that I can still do. And you know you're the one I dream about, I couldn't do without you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I love that track. That was Caribou with Can't Do Without You from his latest album called Our Love. That was a remix of the album version. For those that don't know, Caribou is a Canadian musician from lovely Dundas, Ontario. Our Love is his sixth studio album and was released late 2014. And as I said, the song is a remix of the version that's on the album. It was remixed by Tale of Us and Mano Latouf.
And Caribou's 2007 album, Andorra, actually won the 2008 Polaris Music Prize, which is very cool. The list hasn't come out yet. It's due soon, right?
You know what? I'm not sure. Yeah. Well,
I feel like it's coming up.
Yeah.
obviously most people know what the Polaris Music Prize is. It's a award usually given to the best full-length Canadian album, and it's based on artistic merit regardless of genre, sales, and record label. So it's kind of like the highbrow of the Juno. Can I say that, or is that a little controversial?
It might be controversial, but in this crowd and for our listeners, you can say that for sure.
We don't shy
people,
away from
people will understand what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was established in 2006 with a $20,000 cash prize that was increased to $30,000 in 2011. Caribou actually donated half of his $20,000 winnings to EcoJustice and the Stephen Lewis Foundation, which is very cool. EcoJustice is a Canadian charity that uses the law to protect and restore Canadian environment. You can find out more about them at ecojustice.ca. And then the Stephen Lewis Foundation has been a huge grassroots organization in the attempt to fight HIV and AIDS in Africa. You can find out more about that at stephenlewisfoundation.org.
Yeah, and before that we had Disclosure. They're an English electronic music duo. A pair of brothers are in that band, and their debut album, Settle, was released in June of 2013 and actually was nominated for Best Dance Electronica Album at the 2014 Grammy Awards.
Last year.
Yeah.
And Latch debuted at number one on the UK album charts, selling 44,633 copies in the first week. And in 2013, Disclosure embarked on a worldwide tour of more than 40 European, American, and Canadian cities. The same year, they established the record label Method Records, which is very, very cool. Now, we've got the music for another 45 minutes. We're still plugging through. This is your choice, Christian, so why don't you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, so this is a little bit of Sleater-Kinney, so a rock band that was formed in Olympia, Washington, in the mid-90s, kind of when grunge was going full steam. They were a key part of the Riot Girl and indie rock scenes in the Pacific Northwest, and the band is known for its feminist and left-leaning politics. They released 7 studio albums between 94 and 2005, so they were cranking them out, and announced a little bit of a break in 2006 and devoted themselves to solo projects. However, late last year, they reunited and released a new album called No Cities to Love, which was released in January of this year.
And that's one of the songs that we are playing for you. But I wanted to tell you a little bit more. There's some pretty cool little connections with this band. During the period of inactivity for Sleater-Kinney, band member Carrie Brownstein actually wrote and appeared in a series of comedy sketches with Fred Armisen. And I'm sure everybody knows Fred and has heard of Fred, and they actually developed into the Emmy and Peabody Award winning TV series Portlandia,
which is hilarious.
I haven't actually I've heard of it. I haven't watched an
episode. It's strangely hilarious.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it would
be. Okay. I'll have to check it out on Netflix. The band is currently selling limited edition ProMark Janet Weiss drumsticks that come with a free download of a drumless version of their song Bury Our Friends, which you can play along with at home, which is kind of fun. The drumsticks are being sold in a limited run of only 1,500, and they will be available online and at merch tables throughout their current tour. All proceeds of the sale will benefit the Oregon Food Bank. They're actually playing in Vancouver on May 6th at the Commodore Ballroom, so go buy your drums and drumsticks and learn how to play that song.
Yeah. Neat way to raise money, right?
Very cool. I love hearing about new and innovative ways of sort of raising money, and it also gives the fans a little bit of a something
yeah,
extra.
For the big Sleater-Kinney fans.
Yeah.
You know, that's a must-have.
Absolutely.
Pick up some limited edition drumsticks.
Yeah, 100%. All right, let's play this.
All right, so here is Sleater-Kinney with Surface Envy on CITR.
Haven't seen time long. What does the day the street. A lion waited till sundown. I saw it happen. I saw you murder. I watched the knife as it went down into the breast, and now you're running around and around,
running for cover.
Oh, I'll soon discover dead in the street.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Flames. So this is really what you want. Not some wild experiment that you're just trying. Oh, that you're just trying. Do you remember saying
you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was OK Go with The Great Fire from their latest album called Hungry Ghosts.
I saw your Instagrams on OK Go. You kept that one quiet. I didn't even know you were going to that show.
It kind of snuck up on me. You know, those Wednesday night rock concerts kind of sneak up on you, you know, the midweek ones.
Was it at the Commodore?
It was, yeah. So I saw OK Go at the Commodore last night, and I got to say, entertainers. Yeah.
They had confetti, balloons. What else did they have?
You know what? Damien, the lead singer, crawled out into the middle of the crowd and played a song right in the middle of everyone. It was really good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, they engaged with the audience quite a bit.
Which is huge, I find.
Yeah, yeah. So next time they're in Vancouver, check them out. Or, you know, those Are You Aware fans that are listening out there in other cities,
that's
check
right.
them out when OK Go comes to your town.
Because we're global, baby. We're global.
We are global. So they're an alternative rock band from Chicago, Illinois, now based out of L.A., known for their often quirky and elaborate music videos, which are really cool. Google OK Go music videos, and a number of amazing, amazing visuals will come up. They released their latest album, Hungry Ghosts, in October of 2014. They're known to be highly involved with a number of different charities and in activism. In 2007, the band released You're Not Alone, which was a charity EP whose proceeds raised money for Hurricane Katrina. People or musicians, sorry, that were displaced by Hurricane Katrina. So,
and definitely, obviously, New Orleans is a huge mecca for musicians, kind of like Austin is, and Memphis and places like that. So the successful EP, which helped purchase a home for New Orleans musician Al Carnival Time Johnson, which is fantastic because he was homeless otherwise. Their earlier examples of the band's activism included a 10-page PDF titled How Your Band Can Fire Bush. Love that. I want to read that PDF.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do one for how your band can fire Harper.
That would work.
Let's put a
call out to the Canadian musicians to come up with something like that. Go onto the OK Go's PDF, find this PDF, and then replicate that so we can get Harper out this year.
I think it's a wonderful idea. What do you think, Evan?
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. Best idea this place has come up with.
I like it. Yeah, we've got a backer in Evan. I'm sure we could find some Canadian musicians to
Well, let's talk to Shrek Kelly.
With.
They were here 2 weeks ago.
We're coming up with golden ideas here.
Oh, yeah. Always, always.
I love it.
Like we've said, they've been involved with so many things. Their other efforts have included direct appeals to their fans via the band's email newsletter, auctioning themselves off on behalf of the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund and the Burrito Project, which is a group that enlists fans to join them in handing out burritos to homeless people before concerts. Like, so simple, but so
effective.
Meaningful and effective and huge.
Yeah, they've also played several high-profile political and charity events, including one called Super Tuesday Voter Awareness, which took place in 2008, as well as a star-studded benefit in L.A. Aren't they all star-studded in L.A.?
Yeah, pretty much.
Led by Frank Black, and it included some big names like Weird Al and Tenacious D. And downloads of the White Knuckles video, their White Knuckles video, actually supported the American SPCA, and funds were earmarked to for rural animal shelters. And the video itself ends with a call to support animal rescue.
So. Old Weird Al's having a bit of a renaissance right now, isn't he?
He's a highly successful musician. I'm pretty sure he has a couple of Grammys to his name, and yeah.
So, Evan, you've been very patient and very quiet here, but I had a couple of questions for you while you were on air, and I wanted to hear what's been your most your favorite band that does social justice or that inspires you to be involved in social justice.
Just
to put you on the spot.
Yeah, thanks. Should have gotten a bit of a heads up. My favorite band. I mean, it's difficult to say. There's so many different artists that you can look at for so many different aspects. You can look at their lyrics. You can look at their beats. Probably, I could even go and start talking about French music, too. Probably my favorite French artist would be Demi Portion. I think he's just phenomenal. In English, though, I'd probably have to go maybe with Blue Scholars. I think because they're a really recent group. That's something that I really like. A lot of the hip-hop that I listen to is from the 90s or something. So because they're a recent group, they've got a lot of stuff that you can feel like, oh wow, I'm really discovering something, you know, as it's coming out. You're not listening to things that other people have listened to, other things that have been commented on, that's super well known. And the fact that they're also, I believe they're from Seattle as well, which makes it really interesting. You know, it's something that's close to home. I think
and they're
really
conscious
cool.
Hip-hop as well, mm-hmm. Right? Which is such a great mix from the rap artists that, you know, everyone, I was watching something where they're saying, you know, conscious hip-hop is dead. It's all about making money and stuff like that. But then you look at people like, you know, who you were talking about, Talib Kweli, Mos Def, those people still are heavily entrenched in using hip-hop as a way to discuss these issues that people shy away from.
Yeah, you just have to look a little harder to find those groups, I think. But
yeah,
Blue Scholars, great message in a lot of their music.
We played them a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, we did. Evan did a little research for us and sent that one our way. So I know we played them on the show previously, but we did play them a month ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, like you were saying, definitely there's a lot of social justice hip hop out there. You just got to be able to find it. You got to dig a lot. I know I've got maybe 10 or 12 different hip hop groups that do some social justice, but it's taken me like 3 years to come up with them. You know, it's not something that you find super easily, and you know, it's sad that it's so pushed underground.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the reasons we do what we do on Are You Aware. We play music and musicians that are have a message or standing up for certain issues. So that's why a lot of people tune into us.
Damn straight.
Yeah, right?
That's why I keep the tunes rocking.
Yeah, so before that we had Ariel Pink with a track from his latest album, Pom Pom. The song was called Lipstick. I like the feeling of that. It was pretty chill.
Yeah, it was. It was a mellow kind of sit on your porch, have a Long Island iced tea. I don't know. I'm just pulling out the cocktails.
I like that. Yeah, you are really on vacation already.
Damn straight. I'm envisioning myself in that hammock right now.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we've got an older song, but it's a great song. So we're going to play a little Le Tigre. They're an electro clash band formed by Kathleen Hanna, who was formerly of Bikini Kill. The band was formed in New York in 98. Kathleen Hanna is well known for being an outspoken radical feminist, and many people actually often credit her for helping launch third wave feminism.
And Bikini Kill, yeah, for sure.
Oh, definitely, right? So she helped create the Riot Girl punk movement back in the early 90s. So, and I actually just watched a documentary on her. It's pretty interesting.
Netflix?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. No? I haven't watched any documentaries on Netflix yet. We're new adopters to Netflix.
Yeah,
late adopters, whatever it is.
Well, the documentary is pretty interesting. It was called The Punk Singer, and it details Hanna's life and career. So I found it quite interesting.
And she's been battling with Lyme disease like her whole life, which is amazing because she has huge energy on stage and just kills it. Absolutely kills it.
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't in that stereotypical pretty girl, or that silent girl that a lot of us us women are told to like shut up and not say anything. She totally took that, and Bikini Kill, and a lot of the girls from the grunge era that people really forget about, right? Like, there were some badass girls in the grunge era. Not that anyone likes to call it the grunge era, but it is. And even the Breeders, man. The Breeders were definitely influential in that time and just bringing to the forte that we women can rock it as hard as men. She's actually talking about rocking it pretty hard. Is married to Adam Horovitz from the Beastie Boys, which is a kind of nice little... The Beastie Boys started off kind of punkish, and then they sort of diverged into the hip-hop and stayed with the hip-hop and did a bit of jazz there in the middle for a little while.
Their style changed quite a bit over the years, actually. Yeah. And even their, I would say, their values. Because when they first started out, not necessarily with their punk music when they were playing hardcore, but their early hip-hop was very male chauvinist. And the track Girls.
Yeah. I secretly love that.
Laundry.
Love the song. It's a catchy tune.
Do the dishes. You know, some of those lyrics were pretty male chauvinistic, but then they went the exact opposite way and really speak quite highly in some of their later albums about women's rights. And they're very charitable and social conscious.
Wonder
band
if
now.
Hannah had some influence in that.
You might be right. So let's get to back to some music here. So here's La Tigra with Decepticon on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Who took the bomb? Yeah.
when a Martian's on a poster. Take me to your dealer, to take me to her supplier, to take me straight to the reefer, to take me back to the fire. Either that or bring it to me, but either way I'm gonna need at least about 5,000 doobies. Doing donuts in the drop top, saucer in marijuana crops, Mel Gibson in the kitchen trying to chop my fingers off.
CSR company faced tough questioning at the company's annual general meeting today from 11 million gallons and the payouts to workers affected by asbestos.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was a little nostalgia for me. You chose it, and I was very impressed when I saw that. That was Midnight Oil, a fantastic Australian band that has been had legendary status for numerous years in Australia. One of our best exports.
I picked it for you, you know?
I know, you sweetheart.
Yeah.
That was Blue Sky Mine from their album Blue Sky Mining in 1990. Raddy, why don't you talk about who Midnight Oil is, and then I want to talk about what this song represents.
That sounds like a great idea. So they're an Australian rock band, originally performed as Farm, under the name Farm. From 1972, and then by late 76 they changed their name to Midnight Oil, interestingly enough by drawing the name out of a hat, which
it worked, right?
Yeah, I think it's a great band name too. So, and then through a long and very distinguished career, the band became known for its hard rock sound, intense live performances, and political activism. So particularly they focused on anti-nuclear, environmentalist, and indigenous causes. Indigenous causes, very important in Australia. And then in 2002, they called her quits, but then they actually reformed a couple times to play a performance for Sound Relief charity concerts. And then that was in honor of victims of the 2009 Black Saturday fires in Victoria and floods in Queensland. And lead singer Peter Garrett was actually an MP for the Green Party.
Exactly, yeah. He's been a huge advocate for environmental protection in Australia. Obviously, we have a really unique environment. Unfortunately, we have a Conservative government in power right now that wants to dredge the Great Barrier Reef to make a way for shipping lanes to import to export the coal from Australia. And he was a huge supporter of not having that happen and really savor the Great Barrier Reef. And he has been a huge, when you're talking about Indigenous cases, I don't know, can I school everyone on Aboriginal rights
for a second? Take it, sir.
So in Australia, like Canada, we've treated our Aboriginals pretty badly. In Australia, from 1900s to 1972, Australians, there was this, we call them the Stolen Generation. So it's very similar to residential schools, where children were taken from their parents, put into, I guess, similar residential schools, taught the white ways, and really tried to assimilate them into the white culture and eradicate the Aboriginal culture. So he's been a huge proponent of Indigenous causes and was a huge advocate for the Australian government to apologise to the Aboriginals for what they did, in so much so that they actually wore sorry outfits for the Olympic Games when Australia hosted the Olympic Games in Sydney. But Blue Sky Mine, because I'm very cognizant that we've got 5 minutes left, Blue Sky Mine, actually the song describes asbestos exposure in the Widdenoom mine tragedy, which is a huge tragedy that occurred in my state, Western Australia. Unfortunately, between 1948 and 1966, CSR operated a mine out there, which is a huge company in Widdenoom, Western Australia, which is like the desert of desert of desert. And it produced a crocodilite fibre, if I'm saying that right, I hope I am, which basically exposed thousands of workers, their families, visitors, tourists, government officials, consultants, to lethal levels of blue asbestos, and 1,000 times higher than the occupationally regulated at the time. And they were using asbestos a lot during that time. They didn't have the knowledge to realize that it was so carcinogenic. And they basically, despite warnings from the West Australian Health Department and other health authorities, they continued to operate up until 1966. And there's been a huge legal case surrounding that for many years, and unfortunately a scar on Western Australian community and politics as well.
Yeah, I found a stat I thought was pretty interesting. Is it is predicted that by 2020, almost a third of the people who passed through that area during the mine's operating years would be diagnosed with a fatal disease caused by their dangerous exposure to the blue asbestos.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's wild.
But I'm very proud to have Midnight Oil as one of my...
I can tell. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
My countrymen.
We only have a couple of minutes left for the show for this week, so we have one more track we're going to play. Just wanted to thank Evan for coming in and keeping his company.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you enjoyed being on the air?
Absolutely. I found it a lot of fun, you know, just sitting here and listening to the music. I think it's a cool environment.
Yeah. Well,
have we inspired you to do the training and start your own show when you come in September to UBC?
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to the amount of research that goes into this stuff, and that's a little intimidating, but yeah, I think it's really cool. It's something I definitely want to do.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, hopefully we've inspired you. If nothing else. So, what are we leaving them with tonight, Fleur?
We're going to funk it up a little bit because you all know that I love the funk. We are going to play Rufus Thomas, who's actually Carla Thomas's father, which is kind of cool. And he was huge in the Stax Sun Records kind of era. He was involved with both of those during the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We're playing one of his great hits, Push and Pull, and it was his only number one R&B hit, and he was actually inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2001. So we're going to keep it funky and we're going to keep it real. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and if you want to talk to us, we're on all the social media. Just check out Are You Aware Radio. You can find us.
Yeah.
And I'm signing off as usual.
Yeah, sign it off.
All right. Make sure you be good to one another. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Bye for now.
the student of nature, drowning in her collages and papers. She's half a page in the New York Times. It's so easy. Student of nature, you can tell by the lines in his face, and he's been getting around in his hometown. Believe me.
When it takes its toll.